Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title or roll with the show.
I'm Kenneth Overton, and I'm one of the baritone soloists in the show.
Yes.
Or the baritone soloist, I should say.
The baritone soloist. And it's called Free at Last, a musical tribute to Dr. King's legacy. It'll be at the Kennedy Center Concert Hall on Tuesday, April 4th, so a week away at 7:30 p.m. Hey, thanks for joining us.
My absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Now talk about sort of I want to get into like, the musicality in a second, but first just big picture, like talk about, the timing of it, 60th anniversary of I Have a Dream, which was on, I guess, August 28th, 1963, but then obviously April 4th, the day you're having it, is obviously, another tragic day when I guess King's assassination. So just sort of, yeah, set it up of, why sort of the timing of the anniversary.
Yeah, this anniversary is the 55th year of the assassination, which I actually didn't realize until a couple of weeks ago that it coincided with that. But the 60th anniversary for the speech is quite incredible because it's probably his most famous speech, the one that everybody references, the one that everybody, goes back to and relates to him, and it's such an important and incredible speech. And I've been able to sing musical versions of this speech in a great piece by Lee Hoiby, who said it so brilliantly. So it's been very important to me as an artist and as a human being.
So you said there's a musical version of it that you're going to be performing. Is it the words of the speech, or is this something different? Are you referencing something you've previously performed, you said?
This is something I previously done. I'm not doing it
Gotcha.
on this particular concert. Actually, the
Gotcha.
speech, the I Have a Dream speech, isn't necessarily referenced in this concert musically at all.
It's just part of the timing. All right, well then, so
Yeah.
for my purposes, you were mentioning something that you previously performed musically with the speech. What was that? Could you spell the name of the composer that you were talking about?
Yes, his first name is Lee. Last name is Hoiby, Hoiby.
Okay, and where did you perform that? Because I might end up putting it in the article or something like that.
I performed it many years ago with the Hartford Symphony Orchestra.
Okay, great. And so for this one, then transitioning to this actual event that we're going to see at Kennedy Center, describe what musical piece are we going to be performing?
So there's two parts. There's the Scenes from a Life of a Martyr, which was written by Undine Smith Moore, who's a Virginia native. And this is the Kennedy Center premiere of this work. And it's so incredibly underperformed. So I'm glad that it's getting a Kennedy Center premiere after all of these years. And then in the second half is the Requiem Mass by Maurice Duruflé, which is so incredibly gorgeous. And as we know, requiems are, musical remembrances to honor the deceased.
Right, and which is of course fitting here.
Yeah.
Let's take those two and break them down, one at a time individually, just to give me more sound bites. I mean, everything you said was great, but why not? Let me get a variety of talking about them. So let's take the first one. Smith Moore's 16-part oratorio, Scenes from the Life of a Martyr. What exactly is entailed in that? How challenging is it? Or I don't know if there's any music people that knows sort of the inside baseball talk, explain sort of what is involved in that one then.
Well, actually, this is my first time doing it, and I'm very excited about it. The only un slightly unfortunate thing for me is that I don't get to sing very much. I am the narrator in this particular piece. It is a score for solo voices for soprano, tenor, and mezzo soprano, and full chorus and orchestra, and narration, which is so awesome. And I think she probably did that because Martin Luther King was such a great orator that she infused some of that in this piece, because most oratorios, it's just completely sung, but she has tied the musical excerpts together with incredible orations.
I love it. And then the second piece you mentioned, Duruflé's Requiem. What all does that entail, musically?
Well, Duruflé's Requiem is one of the staples in the classical music canon. It is so beautiful, so gorgeous. It again is scored for chorus, orchestra, and only two soloists, which is where you will hear me sing, and also a mezzo-soprano soloist. It's absolutely stunning. And it's different from some of the other popular requiems, like Verdi's Requiem, which is sort of really popular and at times bombastic and dramatic. And this one is sort of laid back and plaintive and meditative with only maybe a few dramatic outbursts, but it is so uniquely French in its sound, but so incredibly gorgeous.
Awesome. And then, of course, this is all under the artistic director, Dr. Eugene Rogers, who's a friend of the show. We've talked to him many, many times. Rogers is just so awesome. But talk about
I
what it's
love
like
him.
working with you, with Eugene Rogers the Great.
Well, this is the first time that I've worked with him as a conductor. We have worked once before on a world premiere at the Strathmore, but he was the chorus master in preparation for an oratorio and the Mozart Requiem that we did there last year. So this is the first time that I will be actually under his baton, which is something that I'm so looking forward to because he's such a great musician, such a great human being, and he just radiates joy, and I cannot wait to sing with him.
Great. And then I guess sort of rounding it all out, just to be doing this at the Kennedy Center, talk about how, just this historic institution. And I know JFK, was sort of working with Dr. King or vice versa. I guess Dr. King was urging the Kennedys on a lot of the civil rights back in the day. So just sort of about talk about how it's sort of like a fitting place and not to mention just a beautiful hall.
Yes, it's one of the greatest concert halls on the planet. I mean, it is such an honor. You know, every time I get to sing there, it's just really, really, really special. But for this particular concert, and because I'm definitely going to take a trip to his statue, the most recent one that's there, and just pay some homage to him, and then walk across to the Kennedy Center and sing it in his honor. Like, he's just one of my favorite people that's ever lived, and somebody that I try to emulate in my own life. You know, he was a man for every man, you know, not just for one particular group of people. He wanted, you know, peace and equality for everybody. And I think that more than anything, that's what this music does. That's what music does in general. I mean, music is the universal language. And so to tie in his remembrance and in this great hall and with this incredible music, you have everything that you need to bring us all together.
Awesome. I think that's the perfect place to leave it. Thanks for bringing it full circle there. So, hey, thank you so much for doing this. It sounds like it's going to be a great event. So, thanks.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Talk to you later. Bye.
Ciao.